bird eye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by
Death Wish Coffee. Death Wish Coffee is the world's strongest coffee. It's made from the strongest possible combination of perfectly roasted beans in a secret formula.
They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee. We drink it in the studio when we do the show. We drink it every day. Go get your first bag of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
People say, Jeffrey, what keeps you up at night? Death Wish Coffee.
So, welcome to Charlotte.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
This is the great Zach Krupp. He won the contest for most creative video, best beggar to come to Charlotte. We flew his butt here and the rest of him, and he showed up.
His butt and the rest of him.
Exactly. And this morning we had a little staff meeting and introduced Zach and get people asked him questions. I thought it was a pretty good idea to do that.
We just
went around the horn and everybody got to ask him one question. And nobody asked, like, when did you lose your virginity? There wasn't one of those kind of things. It was just a nice formal time or informal time.
Yeah.
But you're 24 years old?
24 years old, that's correct.
And you're in your senior year of college?
Senior year at Illinois State University doing the sales and marketing sequence, yes, sir.
So what's going to be your first job?
First job, if we take care of business, we'll be working for the Bulls doing ticket sales executive. So that's my goal right now. That's where I want to get to.
But you don't have that job yet.
I don't have that job.
So Mr. or Ms. VP of sales
at the Bulls.
Yeah. Listen up.
This young man is on fire. We had a little dinner last night, and it's great to see that an entire generation that has been maligned for doing nothing, the millennial generation whose mother pays your phone bill, is actually being infiltrated by people that not only give a shit, but do shit. And I think that there's you have great energy. You're going to go places. Your attitude is good. Your student is good. Everything about you is on fire. So how do you get that way?
Ooh.
Great question. Well, first of all, you have to want it. So that's what I have, the want and the desire, right? You really have to. I have that burning passion inside of me that says, I want to be great. So the first thing is deciding that you want to be great. So that's the first thing that's happened to me. And second is getting yourself, number one, around mentorship. Find other people who have what you want. What I've noticed around me is not everyone, the people who are telling me how I should live my life and what I should do, they have a lifestyle that's not something that's desirable to me. So getting myself around that mentorship, getting myself around other people who have done it, pouring positivity, pouring good attitude, pouring knowledge into myself is making me a product of what I'm learning. So that's kind of been what's taken me to where I am so far, is knowledge and mentorship and wisdom from other people who have what I want.
I've noticed in the short time we've known each other, but a couple of months, mm-hmm. that you have an incredibly positive attitude. How do you maintain that consistently?
Well, the Yes Attitude book was a good start. That's what got me here. So I'm just saying, hey, I'm being honest. That really helped me. So the Yes Attitude book truly helped me. It starts with pouring into it every day. And I know that's something that Jeffrey speaks on. So really what I do, ignore negativity, take negativity and put a positive flip on it, right? If a situation is negative and someone's like, man, it's snowing. I hate the snow. Hey, I love the snow. It's
right.
You paint everything in a positive light. So that's what I do. Negativity happens to me all the time, just like anyone else, mm-hmm. but I choose to overlook it and focus on what's positive, what's next.
Do you think it happens more in college classes, negativity, than it does in the outside world?
I wouldn't say there's a definite correlation with that. I think millennials get a bad rap, like you kind of said.
Yeah.
People say, we're not as hardworking or we want instant gratification, but maybe I'm few and far in between, but I'm testament to, there's still people out here who are thirsty and hungry for knowledge.
Obviously, it has been an issue. I mean, there's books written about millennials. There are conferences given about millennials. There are speakers who deal with millennials and all the other things that are involved in that. And I think that when you serve as a great example of that generation, you almost throw a kink in their theory. You know, because people are coming, well, here's how you deal with these kids. They don't have this, they don't have that, they don't do this, they don't do that. And you're standing in the back going, that's bullshit. I do all that stuff. Correct?
I'm out to prove people wrong, so you're right.
Aren't you the anti-millennial?
If being a millennial is defined on being, you know, lazy and instant gratification, then yeah, you could say I'm the opposite of that.
So we have a lot of sales managers that are diehards
looking for you
in our community. And sales managers are always wondering, how do I manage millennials? Because you guys are a different breed. What are you hoping for? What are you looking for in your next job, in your first job out of school from a manager?
That's a great question. Tough question. I would say, first of all, you know, going into any job, the culture is really important. You have, maybe if there's an age gap, you want to feel at home, right? You want to feel accepted. So you don't want to feel like the outsider looking in. In any new job, you know, I am looking for sales jobs coming this May. So if anyone's out there, I'm looking, I'm searching.
This guy would be an asset to any team, seriously. Yeah. If he wanted to move to Charlotte, we'd hire him.
I feel confident about what I'm doing and that I can apply success to any of that. It's just a matter of taking it and learning. But I would say, you know, what I'm looking for is, obviously, you want the culture is important. Someone who's willing to pour into you, too. I'm hungry to take in knowledge, right? I want to learn. I want to become the best at whatever I'm doing. That is my goal. That's my drive. That's just how I'm wired. So someone who's going to pour into me, you know, grab the reins, show me the ropes. That's what I really want.
So email sellordie@getimer.com and let the subject line be Zach, and we'll make sure that we get him all of the leads to get some resumes. Yeah. Do you have a resume?
Of course I have a resume.
No, but didn't your LinkedIn your resume or your Facebook page?
Yeah, I'm on all social media outlets. So LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you just typed in Zach Krupp, so Z-A-C-K, last name Krupp, K-R-U-P-P, you could find me on any of those. I do have my resume on my LinkedIn. I've written a few small pieces on LinkedIn too. I kind of do that on the side as well.
Do you think coming from a small town environment helps you? I mean, do you venture into the big city every once in a while? You live outside of Chicago like an hour and a half, depending on the snow and the traffic. when you get into the city, is there a different feeling having grown up in the woods?
Yeah, you know, I'm in the suburbs. The city, of course, everyone asks where I'm from. Where am I from? Chicago. So, you know, that's what you say to everyone. So even though I'm in the suburbs, it's different. I don't go there as frequently, but, you know, there's a lot more going on there compared
You're
to the—
You're actually in the suburbs of the sticks, correct?
It's not that. At my school at Illinois State in Normal, that's, you know, we got crops everywhere. So that's that. But back home, it's just suburbs. There's still stuff out there. You know, you got dining, everything like that. But it's a different feel. It's been different. There's people out there who've had success. So I'm trying to, you know, be one of those people and be well known for my area.
I have a suggestion for you.
Yes.
Your book could be Krupp's Crops.
Doug, did you get that? Book title.
Krupp's Crops.
Business
because
idea.
It's growing up where you could see corn. And you want to convert it into wheat.
I like that, Jeffrey. That's brilliant. So I'm going to switch gears for a minute and talk about the phone. How often do you use your cell phone?
I actually hate the phone. So this is something very interesting that you'll find. So now what I'm doing in the realm I'm doing with this health and wellness business I'm involved with, my phone is an integral part. Social media is an integral part. But before that, I found myself and this whole generation gets attached to the phone. It's to your hip. You're on social media every 10 minutes.
It's not your generation. It's everybody.
Everyone's attached to their hip. But I'm finding more and more people, especially younger people, don't want to actually phone call someone. They're ready to text and Snapchat story and Instagram story, whatever, Facebook Live. But why? What's up with not wanting to pick up the phone?
You know, that's a great point. And I'm asking the same question as you because I'm here to talk. You know, I like to get on the phone. That's where you can make a real personal connection with people.
Yeah.
But it seems my age, we've just got so used to, you know, doing the texting, doing the social media quick format that it's so foreign to people. Like you try to get people on the phone and they don't want to talk on the phone. You know, just text me. So that's kind of the era we're in. And it's hard to break back out of that, too.
I have a theory. And the theory is that the young person feels like They may not want to interrupt somebody else with a phone call, but they can always get their message through on a Snapchat or on a text or on a some kind of post where they get notifications of posts. Most people get notifications on their phone of some kind of social media. So Zach Krupp just texted you, or Zach Krupp just, you know, just Instagrammed you, or whatever the medium that you're using to be able to convey. You take a selfie and you Snapchat somebody and you go through the whole story and you send it to them, and they get what you're doing, or they get what you need. Maybe you hold up a little sign that says, hey, call me. But whatever the circumstances, it's a new way of doing it. It's a fast way of doing it, and it's a certain way of getting your message through. And by certain, I mean absolute. That message is going to get through to that person no matter what.
Here's what I think is the key about that is the reason I really think that's happened is because you have the option to take it when you have the time, right?
Right.
So with a phone call, you stop what you're doing, you hop on the phone, you give them your undivided attention.
Or the other guy gets your voicemail and doesn't really want it.
You're right. That's absolutely right. But yeah, in the texting era, you know, you can reply when you want. And that's the era we're on too, getting left on read, right? Mm-hmm. People can see your message, leave you hanging. And yeah, that's.
So what do you recommend to people your age that are trying to be as successful as you're becoming in business and in sales regarding communication?
Break out of the norm, right? Go back to some of the traditional things that have helped, right? Like you guys said, if you want to get through to someone today and you shoot them an email, what makes you different from everyone else, right? Mm-hmm. We're all going to college right now. If I'm going to college, what makes me different from everyone else? Everyone has a college degree. So if you...
Well, not everyone.
Okay. No offense, anyone out there doesn't quite have their degree.
And I happen to be proud of my college dropout status.
The masses are all getting a degree. So if everyone's getting a degree, what makes me special? Same with emails. If I'm trying to make you, you know, shoot you a sales pitch and I'm emailing you, what separates me from the other 100 people? Maybe I write you a letter. Maybe I write you a card or send you something in the mail to really get your attention. So getting away from the phone, I wouldn't recommend that. I know cold calling isn't as popular. That's going away. But having a personal interaction with someone is undeniably powerful.
Cool.
I want to. We gotta
get ready for this bad stuff. Okay. Okay.
I want to say one more thing though. We sent, and then I'm done. My daughter, who's 8, sent an email to somebody, and you know, I had to send it because she didn't have her ability to send an email yet. And I sent it, and like a minute later, she goes, "Did they respond yet?" I'm like, "What do you mean? We just sent the email." No, but did, you know, check and see if they responded, because she's so used to a text response or a Snapchat response or some kind of instant response that she just assumes if you send any kind of message to someone,
they're waiting for it.
Right, and they're going to respond immediately. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.